Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What in the Sam Hill is going on outside?
The wind is so aggressive right now. The tree outside of the studio, which typically is a good, 5-10 feet away from the window, is smacking the window.
Yeah, it's sideways. Yeah. And a really quick update before we get to Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby over at KNBC, because today is definitely a weather alert day. Please be weather aware. The National Weather Service is now reporting two people were injured by a tornado earlier this morning near Overbrook. And you can kind of tell it's just one of those weird days. The sky's a little green. The winds are blowing. But let's get straight to Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby over at KNBC now and try to figure out what the heck's going on. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Dana. Hello, Sam. How are you?
So good. I mean, it's a little rocky out there. But other than that, what happened in Overbrook? And that's about an hour, did you say, Sam, west of us?
West and south a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, closer down toward Osage and Douglas County. We had the storm system, and we had some thunderstorms that popped up during the overnight hours. We were going for two rounds, one that would happen for the morning rush, which is probably where that came from.
Yeah.
And then we still anticipate one that could affect some of the listening area later on this evening. And the system itself is still kind of out to our west. So until the front passes, we can't take rain totally out of the forecast. However, the models are all over the place. One model still thinks we have a chance of active weather. One model says we should be bone dry. So now it's just a matter of figuring out which horse to bet on. It is still very windy, even without the thunderstorms. I mean, the gusts are going to be up to 35, 40 miles an hour. So that's going to be something we're going to have to deal with, whether it's raining or not. But we still have the possibility of some more strong thunderstorms. I still think east and northeast of Kansas City, like on the Missouri side, more so on the Kansas side, and towards, say, Chillicothe, Kirksville, more so than down in the heart of the listening area.
Okay, so they're saying now, Brian, that the two people that were injured, that is an EF1, probably no surprise to you there. And for 20 minutes, that storm cut a 10-mile path north and northeast, hitting the town of Richland in far southeast Shawnee County. Several structures were damaged by the storm. It looks like some roofs blown off, barns down, that kind of thing. But I want you to remind everybody why it's important to pay attention to these alerts, because I just don't know that people in Overbrook saw this as an EF1 tornado kind of day.
Well, I think one thing you have to think about is the fact that, this is still April, and it's still normally only in the 60s. So if we're already at the high temperature for the day when you wake up in the morning, because, it's probably close to 70 degrees in the morning.
Yep.
And we're, cracking 80. That should at least tell you something's weird. And you even mentioned it just at the beginning of your program, that kind of green sky that you saw earlier, the wind's blowing very strong. These are all telltale signs that it's not normal and Mother Nature's not happy. And so what she's going to do is to make it equalize and move the pendulum back the other way.
Yep.
Is she's going to create some strong thunderstorms to get it back where it should be in a hurry. And that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Going to be windy, no thunderstorms, but it's going to be closer to normal temperature-wise.
Good. All right. Well, I know you're busy, and thank you for the time. I'm going to tell you a quick story that will make you laugh. A few times a year, all of the news mamas get together, and we have dinner. And I got together with several of our colleagues last night that I've known for decades for dinner. And this is why you always want a meteorologist with you. Barb Porter, formerly of Channel 5, was sitting right next to Katie Horner. and looked in the corner of the restaurant at 18th and Walnut and said, oh my gosh, there's lightning over there. To which Katie replied, that's a mirror, you ding-a-ling. The lightning is behind us. Died laughing. I go, A, Katie's the only one here that knows what direction that is behind us. And B, yes, you just saw lightning in a mirror, not the same thing as lightning over there.
Did you make Babs order another round for
everybody? We did. We did. She goes, oh, that's a mirror. I go, yeah, you can tell because you can see your face below the lightning.
Well played.
I love you, man. Be well. And if we need another update, reach out and we'll get you on later as needed.
Sounds good.
All right. Be well, my friend. 913-586-7798. I will ask this with Gus, 35 to 40 mile an hour. Is that when the trucking companies start pulling the truckers off the roads?
I don't know about pulling them off the roads, but definitely sending out an all call saying, please be more cautious, slow down if necessary. These wind gusts are what cause what I like to call the complementary lane change.
Yep.
Where if you're not paying attention, you don't see it coming up over the hill and you hit that valley, you might get a lane change. So make sure that you're paying attention and holding that steering wheel
tight. It wasn't near this windy when I drove in. It just wasn't. And then within a very quick amount of time, I was like, wait, what tornado? What? Where? What? What?
Well, I was just working on my desk at home on my computer, which is about 10 feet from my patio door with the patio door open when the storms picked up at about 10 o'clock this morning. And I knew they picked up because the wind was so aggressive that the rain was hitting my feet at my desk.
That is bad.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.